How the Bones Man must take delight to hear his band move past mere deeds of youth, lesser men made lame by luxury habits, dearer spite. Now can he rejoice in their worth and truth, for whether beauty swing, wealth or wit, or any host of grooves, meters and more, entitled in the band's canon as crown sits. I craft my notes and grafted to this store of life's experience encoded in sound by poets patently in the middle of their journey, as life, just like the planets, comes round and Apollo moots to deem them worthy of carrying the torch of jazz by night above Olympus's receding white. When bone and sax jump o'er octaves as now, with time's injurious hand crushed and o'erworn by a wry grin into don't lists etched on Chisholm's brow, with lines and wrinkles when its youthful morn may well have moved the sleepy night, but the smile remains set like a diamond king, critics of his breath long vanished from sight, never assailing the treasure of his spring, exploding into swing and retreating into song, folding into itself like layers of a rose, to the curious maiden inviting, smooth yet strong, at his core a diamond, as this critic well knows. And Wagram knows, and Ellington too, how jazz can ignite a jewel so true. With such start of bone to make an appetite keen, eager compounds of 15-8 our palates urge, as to prevent melodies unseen and lapses of listeners doth purge. Aflame now the band in ne'er coy delight, replete with classic horn unison hearts, rehearsing the future in full flight, the sum now set to be more resplendent than the parts. Thus policy and jazz to anticipate, the choices that were not grow to rests assured, and brought to medicine a healthy state, which, rank of goodness, would by swing be cured. For no good health could conjure forth such fury, yet Pan's madness, ye e'er convince the jury. Which string is that says the most? Can the E say more than this rich A, or is it D or G? In whose confine immured is the core, which should vibrate and grow like a tree? Or can the unison to follow leave such base beauty by penman's and flattery's gorgeous pace? Belittling all who dare to, from the octave thieve, yet clumsily bundle notes to swing in haste. Yet penman's slow four so dignified the story, or Rickett swinging yonder his Teutonic curse, a soft jazz drum beater coaxing beats to glory. Could more golden jazz nuggets flood his purse? I cannot decide. I love thee all in such sort, twixt string, horn, and stick, mine is good report. With the clockwork god rhythm of tides and leaves, so too a modest Wagram motive bears melodic fruit. From three seeds fall 100 apples as he weaves, harmonic thread held tight by the rational tailors of root. When, as I perceive, that ideas as plants increase, cheered and checked by the same Swiss sky, brave in 5/4 time, then at drum solo decrease, and wear their brave state out and die, then the tragedy of this inconsistent stay sets the piece most rich in jazz before my sight, as it's arrogant to call me arrogant doth decay, from young lion of youth to sullied jazz knight. I can let the tiny motive return to the night, having flourished for a moment in eclectic delight. Was the dull substance of a Zurich suburb, which could not figure to thee a true spirit, now set free to speak with register that may express swing and 4/4's merit? Wagram peered into the hollow of their mind, and that and guess measured by their deeds, then penning his metric modulation so kind, cleanses his garden from inspirational weeds, and forms simple from afar to behold quarter tones wistfully beckoning the onset of new parts, before she turns swiftly away, swinging to the bone, struck in the heart by his melodic darts, to lazily sit with pencil in Zurich's evening sun, all he did, and hearken the sound of the irksome rich kid. No, dealers could not offset the pain, rising o'er decades cutting up Manhattan's lines, when no pill nor high nor low nor pierced vein party anxiety could offset, not even natural wine. And yet a form she doth take, albeit askew, in a 17/8 bar scribbled a microtonal horn line, not white but golden and rife with clues, anent the force that animates the drummer's spine, so that urban motion in this uptown case weighs not the fear and injury of age, nor gives to jazz lion's wrinkles place, but makes antiquity for aye his page. For all pain is trumped by the ding-ding-a-ding of a literate drummer who can write with a zing. As an imperfect alto on the stage, who, with his breath, is put beside his part, or some fierce reed relates with too much rage, whose cane's abundance weakens his own heart, and starting from zero he dares to weave the perfect line of a ballad's right, and with the fragility of a lover about to leave, or an endearing word soon to decay, his breath doth give voice to passion's nest. Oh, let us behold then the sonic eloquence piercing into these humble slash chord's breast, who, pleading for honest sound, longs only for recompense. Oh, learn to hear what outward breath on reed hath writ. To hear with hearts belongs to jazz's fine wit. But how could not the bones man find a new way to playfully wrestle with the slippery tyrant's time, and strengthen his chops in its decay with licks more deft than the critic's rhyme? With Piazza we reach the happiest of hours, as a slow line snakes its way to speed, and changing rhythms bear living flowers, deep gut strings beneath two horns lead, and so the trombone lines buzzing with loaded air, peppered with sticks and brushes, time's jazz quill, neither by inward groove nor outward fare, failing to coax a sigh, a chill, to blow all asunder whilst keeping mind still, to be the very jazz drawn by his own sweet skill.